This is Fresh Air. In jazz, the tenor saxophone is traditionally a great instrument for playing ballads. And of all the tenor saxophonists, jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the late Don Byas was one of the most soulful. Byas lived in Europe from the mid-40s till his death in 1972. Kevin has a review of a new reissue of some recordings Byas made for the French Blue Star label shortly after his move to that country.
Greatness rewarded to jazz musicians on a point system, the great Don Byas would have been an also-ran. He had no original conception, frankly modeling his style on that of Coleman Hawkins. He had no desire to dig up odd material, being content to play venerable old tunes. Nor was he ever a focus of controversy. All he did right, I'm afraid, was play the tenor saxophone in about as pretty a style as anyone who ever picked up the horn. A new reissue, Don Byas on Blue Star, a compact disc on MRC, is prime Byas. It was recorded in Paris for Blue Star Records between 1947 and 1952. It's mostly devoted to standard ballads, usually played by quartet with Art Simmons on piano, although pianist Billy Taylor, trumpeter Peanuts Holland, and trombonist Tyree Glenn are featured on the 1947 dates. On the later tracks, Byas hogs the solo room, but no one's complained yet. Listen to him on the French ballad En ce temps-là from 1952. Like Coleman Hawkins and another of his great disciples, Ike Quebec, Byas had hung out with the early boppers and had checked out their music without coming under their sway. Byas claimed he contributed more to bop than anyone but its innovators knew. Playing with the boppers did enrich his harmonic sense, and he would play a few of their tunes, but his rhythmic orientation and robust sound remained rooted in Hawkins. Here's Don Byas in 1947 on Charlie Parker's Billy's Bounce. On these 23 selections, Byas doesn't play with as much flash as he did in the mid-40s, but his tone had deepened by the early 50s. Like other graduates of the Hawkins School, he'd been profoundly affected by Ben Webster's breathy variations on Hawkins' style. By the 60s, Byas's tone became more raucous, a shame, though you can understand why he felt compelled to change. By 1952, he'd been typecast as a balladeer, and his playing had become mannered. The last five tunes here start with the same mooing slur, and four of them move at the same slow pace. Still, these sides catch Bias the ballad player at his peak. His sound was never more touching or luminous. Don Bias on Blue Star is almost all a CD reissue should be. There's no fad in this 70-minute program. Just a ton of romantic music played by someone whose artistry is so overwhelming, it makes you forget the reasons he shouldn't be great.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Don Bias on Blue Star, reissued on the MRC label. This is Fresh Air.